Why do some changes happen effortlessly while others feel impossible? Imagine sitting in a Chicago movie theater, receiving a free bucket of stale, 5-day-old popcorn. Despite its terrible taste, people with larger buckets ate 53% more. This reveals something profound. What looks like a willpower problem is often a situation problem. Our environment shapes our behavior in ways we barely notice. This insight forms the foundation of effective change. Sometimes the most powerful way to change behavior isn't through persuasion, but by altering the circumstances. Change is difficult because of the constant tension between our rational and emotional minds. Picture your rational side as a rider atop an elephant, your emotional side. The rider can temporarily guide the elephant through willpower, but self-control is an exhaustible resource. What looks like laziness is often exhaustion, the rider's strength depleted from constant effort. What seems like resistance is frequently confusion. Without crystal-clear direction, the rider spins his wheels analyzing options rather than taking action. And both are profoundly influenced by the path they travel, the environment that either facilitates or hinders change. When change efforts fail, it's rarely because people are stubborn or resistant. More often, we fail to align these three elements: directing the rational rider, motivating the emotional elephant, and shaping the path to make change easier. When Jerry Sternin arrived in Vietnam to combat childhood malnutrition, he faced overwhelming obstacles with just 6 months to make a difference. Instead of getting paralyzed by problems, he identified bright spots, poor families whose children were healthy despite poverty. These families served 4 smaller meals instead of 2 and added tiny shrimp and sweet potato greens for crucial nutrients. This approach, finding what works and replicating it, offers a powerful alternative to our problem-focused mindset. Decision paralysis explains why people resist change. In one study, doctors presented with one medication chose it over surgery 97% of the time. When given 2 medication options, their preference for surgery jumped to 38%. More choices created uncertainty, making familiar options more appealing. When change requires decisions, simplicity is crucial. Alexander Baring demonstrated this when taking over Brazil's struggling ALL railroad. Rather than presenting a complex strategy, he focused on critical moves: repairing locomotives, standardizing rail cars, and improving terminal turnaround times. This clarity helped achieve profitability within a year. Similarly, the U.S. food pyramid failed because it was too complex, while specific campaigns like Switch to 1% Milk produced measurable behavior change. Don't just point to the destination, identify the critical moves to get there. Crystal Jones transformed her South Bronx first grade class with a clear destination: you are going to be third graders by the end of the year. This declaration shaped their identity as scholars capable of extraordinary achievement. Jones created what Jim Collins calls a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, combining analytical precision with emotional appeal to engage both the rider and elephant. Effective destinations are concrete rather than abstract, connect with existing values, and visualize success. When Target needed to differentiate from competitors, they didn't vaguely aim for better design. They created a specific vision of design for all, making style accessible to everyday consumers. Target executive Robin Waters knew analytical presentations wouldn't drive change. Instead of showing market research about colorful product trends, she brought physical examples to meetings, reflecting Jonathan Haidt's insight: the elephant has to feel something to be motivated. John Cotter and Dan Cohen found successful organizational transformations follow a see-feel change pattern rather than analyze-think change. Emotional provocation drives behavior change more effectively than rational analysis. Hope Lab demonstrated this with Remission, a video game that increased medication adherence among teen cancer patients by transforming them from passive victims into active fighters. When faced with overwhelming challenges, people often freeze. The key is making change feel smaller and more manageable. A car wash loyalty card study demonstrated this. Customers who received cards with 2 pre-stamped slots, out of 8, completed their cards more often than those starting from 0, despite both groups needing the same number of additional visits. This endowed progress effect shows why small initial successes catalyze larger changes. Financial advisor Dave Ramsey recommends paying off small debts first rather than those with highest interest rates, because the psychological victory creates momentum. Similarly, the 5-minute room rescue technique works by committing to just 5 minutes of cleaning, which often extends naturally as visible progress motivates the elephant. By shrinking the change, we make it feel doable and momentum builds. What looks like a people problem is often a situation problem. The same person who tailgates during rush hour might drive courteously on a country road. The situation changes, not the person. Small environmental tweaks can produce dramatic behavioral changes. In a food drive, clear directions about needed items increased donations by 341%. Amazon's one-click ordering exemplifies this principle by removing friction and making purchasing effortless. Brian Wansink's research shows how environmental cues influence eating more than willpower. Using smaller plates naturally reduces portion sizes without requiring constant self-control. In hospitals, medication errors dropped 47% when nurses wore orange vests during medication rounds, signaling not to interrupt them. Rather than trying to change people's hearts and minds, sometimes the most effective approach is simply changing their environment. When the path is properly shaped, change feels inevitable. The most sustainable changes become self-sustaining through altered environments, established habits, and shifted identities, not willpower alone. When Paul Butler worked to save St. Lucia's endangered parrot, he linked conservation to national identity by asking, "Who will protect your parrot if not you?" Habits function as behavioral autopilot, allowing complex actions without conscious thought while conserving the rider's limited self-control resources. Action triggers, preloading decisions by connecting them to specific situations, significantly increase follow-through. One study showed participants with specific when-where plans were 3 times more likely to complete tasks than those with mere intentions. We're profoundly influenced by our social networks, with behavior spreading like contagions. If your friend becomes obese, your chances increase by 57%, with similar patterns for smoking, drinking, and happiness, explaining why peer perception drives powerful change. Change progresses from "I have to do this" to "I want to do this" to "I am this kind of person." When clear direction, emotional engagement, and a supportive environment align, change becomes inevitable despite its winding path. Successful transformation requires addressing all 3 framework elements: directing the rider with clarity and bright spots, motivating the elephant with emotional appeals and manageable steps, and shaping the path through environmental modifications. When these align, even resistant individuals can transform. Small wins build momentum until the impossible becomes your new normal. By finding bright spots, creating clarity, building emotional connection, making changes manageable, shaping the environment, and leveraging identity, we reconcile our rational and emotional selves, creating change that becomes embedded in who we are.